I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. This week on The Rough Draft Diaries, you'll meet Jason Kuchma, who, on top of being the deputy director of the Toledo Public Library System, is also a busy dad.
Started off this morning with almost three-year-old twins who woke up an hour early.
Twins?
Yeah.
Wow.
So they woke up an hour early, which is usually my time to get some work done before the day starts. So it was pieces of work. Yeah.
Jason wakes up early because his day needs to start early. He oversees all 20 branches in the Toledo Public Library system. That means all the online content, all the security measures, the purchasing of materials, and ultimately how those materials get into the public's hands. It's a big job, and it's a job that Jason didn't know he wanted, at least not right away. He didn't begin working in a library, but he did begin working in Northwest Ohio.
I started out in independent media, and I was a magazine publisher here in Northwest Ohio. Started out in Bowling Green and moved the company to Toledo. It was called Clamor Magazine. And I was doing that while I was also running a nonprofit organization for independent media makers. And it was basically, we'd host a conference every year, and people would come from all around the country to share their skills. And this is almost sort of pre-internet days. So I was involved in independent media and really kind of trying to amplify voices of underrepresented communities.
Jason enjoyed this period of his life in Northwest Ohio, the place he started Clamor Magazine and the Allied Media Conference, but he still felt like he was an undergrad. After some thought, he decided to pursue his master's in a different direction. He went to Tucson to receive a degree in library science. Then from Tucson, he moved to New York City and became the executive director of the Metropolitan New York Library Council, only to return to Toledo in 2015, accepting the position as the new deputy director of the Toledo Public Library, which was a decision that made some of his close friends scratch their heads.
People asked when I was moving from New York City back to Ohio, you know, why were you doing that? Well, one, we have an amazing library system, and the quality of life here between the library, the museum, the Imagination Station, the zoo, Metro Parks, that combined with the cost of living reduction is just pretty remarkable. And so the fact that you can do amazing things here and not, you know, break the bank, it's freedom, and it's pretty liberating, I think.
Although Jason felt a sense of freedom in his new job, he also felt a sense of responsibility to make his time in the city and at the library successful. So the first order of business when he became deputy director was to create a strategic plan.
The new strategic plan was heavily community engaged, and so we engaged stakeholders from throughout the county, a lot of our staff, probably two-thirds of our staff, to identify what does success look like in Toledo and Lucas County, and how does the library support that. And so coming out of that, we ended up with three focus areas, one of them being supporting essential literacies. Of course, the library is always a place where people of all ages are going to learn how to read. A second focus area for us was to strengthen our community engagement. So we hear all the time that people just don't know what we do. And finally, fostering a culture of innovation and leadership at the library, where we really wanted to empower our staff to see themselves as leaders in their community. And we've really kind of been trying to change the culture here a little bit, and knowing that, you know, when I came into an institution where some people have worked here for 30 years plus, and that takes some time to change, but I think people were really receptive to my presence, in part because I was here to empower people to do the work that they wanted to be doing.
So now that Jason has been at the library for just about 2 years and his strategic plan has been put into place, he's looking to tackle some new obstacles. And one of those obstacles is the library's archival system.
I think it's really important that we preserving our cultural memory. And one of the things that we have an amazing local history department here that does a great job of helping preserve our region's local history. I do have some concerns, though, about born digital culture that we are not doing a great job of capturing as an industry, I think not just at the library, but as a whole. The library has a responsibility to preserve that cultural memory, and digital preservation is a real challenge, and it's something that we have on our radar here at the library to take care of, you know, to dig into over the next year or so. To start putting together some things in place that we can be a place where we can collect some of this born digital culture. It's really important, and obviously so much of it is being created on the internet when we have no sort of ability to know where I have access to it in 20, 30, 40, 50 years in the same way that we have been able to with paper.
Another goal is to participate in the conversation revolving around the city of Toledo, a city that is changing quickly.
I had a conversation with somebody recently who's doing a documentary about downtown, how the downtown's changing, and I think as long as we are able to preserve and amplify, you know, the voices from the margins and the culture that's being created in the margins, I think we'll be in good shape. And I want to make sure that, you know, that And I think that that's a place where the library can do that, right? We're an institution that's basically has, and we have locations in all corners of the county. So our ability to serve as a platform for those kind of activities and voices and cultural participation is key.
It may sound like a lot of work, and these are just a few of Jason's goals, but he is positive the library should be an active member in these conversations, and he doesn't seem to mind the idea of some extra work.
It's a big job, yeah. I work long hours, and like I said earlier, you know, I get a lot of work done before I even eat breakfast, and unless my twins wake me up early. It's overwhelming, but I think I've got a really dedicated, hardworking staff that, you know, I feel like I'm just trying to keep up with them most of the days. But again, it's sort of worth it. I mean, I feel there's a great deal of reward knowing that we're doing, you know, important work for our community.
For now, I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries. Jason's choices for the next episode of the Rough Draft Diaries include...
We talked to Will Lucas. Will Lucas is a local entrepreneur, so you should talk to him. I would say Jenny Lee. I would recommend Faith Hairston.
You'll have to tune in next time to find out who I pick on the Rough Draft Diaries.